We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Dr. Bennett here. This is the gist of the matter. We need to give something some thought. Robert Smith, you heard his words. You heard what he said on May 19, 2019, on the sacred grounds of Morehouse College. Perhaps, you know, you can't think of a more historic and more prestigious institution in the world. Robert Smith did something, to my knowledge, I've done a little reading, done a little research. I've never seen this done before. I've never seen this done before, where he has found a way to do some phenomenal good for a group of African-American men who were part of his class, as he says, this is his class. My hat's off to him. I was sitting there on the stage when it happened, and I was stunned. But I have in the studio with me today some members of the class of 2019 from Morehouse College. I have Tremaine Taylor, and I have John Cooper. Welcome, gentlemen.
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Good evening.
Good. Well, I tell you what I want to do. I'm going to let you all introduce yourselves, talk about yourselves, what you're going to do when you leave Morehouse, and we're going to jump into this conversation about this gift. And we have some callers. The lines are lit full already. So callers, just hang on. Boy, they're full already. We're going to get to you. But I want you all, first of all, to know who's sitting here with me and with whom you are going to be in conversation with. This is your opportunity to even talk with some of the brothers from the class of 2019. So I don't know which one who's going to go first, Tremaine or John. I don't know. It's up to y'all. Y'all Morehouse men. Y'all figure that one out.
Okay, hey, guys. So my name is Tremaine LaRue Taylor, Jr., and I'm a recent graduate from Morehouse College. I got a degree in sociology, and starting fall, I'll be working as an analyst for an executive research firm in Los Angeles by the name of Hydrogen Struggles. It's one of the top executive research firms in the country. And, yeah.
Great job.
Good evening. My name is John Cooper. I'm a recent graduate of Morehouse College 2019, to be exact, political science major. After Morehouse, I will be working with the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, Marilyn Mumba, to help build a pre-K center for students and to also help set up programs that will develop small businesses in a community that is highly underserved.
Wow. Well, you've heard it. You've heard it. These gentlemen have distinguished themselves, and they've received that undergraduate degree from Morehouse College. And I don't know where to start this conversation, but you all were there. You all were there when Dr. Smith, your classmate, who I guess we would say now is a part of the class of 2019, he made this comment about, not a comment, he made a pledge to provide resources, you know, that would in some kind of way, you know, relieve many of you of the pressures that you all would have from debt that has accrued as a result of student loans. I will tell you this, personally, sitting there, when he did what he did, at first we was kind of, did he really say this? And then when we realized what he had said, I got to thinking about some words of Jesus, to be quite honest with you. What Jesus was telling the disciples when he was washing their feet, he says, what I do for you now, you don't understand, but later you will. And I thought about that because I was saying a lot of these gentlemen who are sitting here now, I just think some of y'all just didn't understand how big of a deal that was. And when I say that, I think about how so many people have spent so much of their lives paying back student loans, if they ever get them paid off. And you graduate, gentlemen, people will graduate from college with tens of thousands of dollars, you know, in debt, and you're trying to buy homes and whatnot, and you already got that kind of indebtedness, you know, hanging over your head. But Dr. Smith wiped a lot of that out, and wow, I just could not believe my ears. What a deed, and I thought about what he had done, and I was just wondering, how are you are going to process that? So let me begin by I want you all to think about just that gift of Dr. Smith's, what it means for you. What did it teach you? What are you learning from it? How can you pay it forward? What types of responsibilities, you know, to the African-American community in general and to Morehouse in particular, do you think that's gifts? You know, what does all of this mean? I want you all to think about that because it's actually we're getting ready to go to a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to let you talk about that. I'm going to take some of these callers. And I am just when I think about yesterday in particular, Essence Magazine did a whole nother piece on Robert Smith. This fella has gone out and created a whole new internship program for underrepresented ethnicities. I think that's the way it's phrased. This fella's just setting it off. I mean, everywhere he's going, he's doing something. You know, as he said in his speech, he wants to put all of us on the bus and he wants us to get someplace together. And my hat's off to him. But I still think what he did May 19, 2019, at Morehouse College, that speech will live forever in the minds of so many people. I really expected folk to be running down the lawn, screaming, hollering, crying, falling out. I mean, man, I thought we was going to have to, you know, hit some folk with defibrillators, man. I thought we were going to have to do it. Oh, that's what I thought was going to happen. Couldn't have happened to a better group of men. And John and Tremaine, I'm glad that you are part of this conversation. And I see our callers. They want to, I guess they want to talk with you all about that whole gift. And we'll give them a chance to do just that thing just when we get back on the other side. So listen, callers, what I want you to do is jot down your questions. I want to make sure you get a chance to raise them. And when I say raise them, present them to our guests that are here in the studio. We just got a lot to talk about. This Robert Smith, this is an example of what black men can do for younger black brothers. I want to say that again. He has just given us a wonderful example to follow. I can't stop talking about it. And I will always think about the class of 2019 from Morehouse College as a special group. All right. And you're going to get a chance to talk to some of the members in a few seconds. All right. I've cleared and I've gotten that stuff off my chest. All right. We'll get to it on the other side. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
In the studio with me is class 2019. I got Tremaine, I got John, and I got some callers. You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to take a call, and we're going to let John and we're going to let Tremaine talk with our callers about 2019 and what Robert Smith's gifts meant to them as graduates of the class of 2019. Going to the lines, I'm going to Jasmine from Chicago. Hello, Jasmine. Jasmine? Jasmine going once. Jasmine going twice.
Jasmine doing laundry or something.
Jasmine. All right, Jasmine, I'm going to have to hang up on you. Give me a call back. Ah, Jasmine. All right, let me go to Yessie from Atlanta. Hello, Yessie.
Dr. Bennett.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Man, you so funky, bro.
man, that's Sean doing his thing, man. Sean.
Hold on, wait. Then you want to mess with the listeners and say, I see y'all head popping.
Hey, man. Sean coming out the blocks, man. He putting them hands on them Eisner brothers, man. You know you can't go wrong with them Eisner brothers.
Tell Sean he got it in there. Listen, I heard a challenge for your subject matter.
Okay.
I'm so glad you chose this, Dr. Bennett. You was on top of it. You on top of what this man is saying. I loved it.
Thank you.
Robert Smith, I'd like to say his name on the end and thank him for asking for the attention of all black people.
Mm-hmm. Now,
he did this at Morehouse.
Right.
This brother just said, I'm giving all of my riches to the poor, but I'm challenging you when I'm doing this.
He did.
And now, Dr. Bennett, you made a calculation as to how much literally he made available for this. And then he gave a challenge. He said, made a statement, we are enough to take care of ourselves.
He said that.
And I started writing. I said, in order to make sure of paying for education or providing it in a higher quality of care, stolen intellectual properties came to mind in the quality of education that if we came together properly with that mentality of bring it all here, let's take care of ourselves. Now, I don't want to put that in his mouth. In the universal text that I felt it, because it brought tears to my eyes when he said what he said, when mm-hmm. I heard it on the radio. Mm-hmm. Yet that challenge was to the brothers in all HBCUs, because I don't know that we really own those institutions. Maybe we should formulate new institutions with a new attitude, yet they're there and they are where we go to educate ourselves.
Right.
This challenge is universal, it seems to me, because it's challenging the men who have graduated and proven that they will go through the march to get the diploma. Your responsibility could be in another realm.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to where I freed you up. Pay attention to what I asked of you. And not even him. I believe the Holy Spirit took that brother over and made him do that personally, Dr.
Well, listen, I hear, why don't we do this? We have two of the gentlemen who were a part of the class of 2019 sitting right here. Why don't we let them respond
Please.
To what is you said? Go ahead, Brandon. I mean, not Brandon, but go ahead, John, and go ahead, Tremaine. How would you respond to our colleague and his comments about what Dr. Smith did?
I think the thing that stuck out.
Or who are you first?
Okay. So this is John Cooper, graduate of Morehouse College of Political Science, major sociology minor. I'll be working with the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, Mayor Lumumba, young black man, second youngest mayor in America. But the thing that stuck on me the most is that we are enough to take care of ourselves. And I think Dr. Robert Smith was strategic with his resources. And I think that's the biggest lesson and moral of this all, is to be strategic with our resources.
Tremaine?
Hey. Okay, so I'm Tremaine Taylor. I'm a recent graduate of Morehouse College, degree in sociology, and I'll be working as an analyst for Hydric and Struggles. I can agree with John Cooper. I think that this was a monumental move, and I think that it meant more than he probably will ever know. Like, it encouraged us. It encouraged me. I won't speak for everybody, but it encouraged me to want to be the best that I can be, not only for myself and my family, but so I can one day possibly do what he did and, you know, bring up the community with me.
It's what's so important is, I think when, and Yessi, I like the way you talked about how, you know, he chose Morehouse to do this. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that you had a black man standing there speaking to, you know, a group of a pool of African American men from which I am certain are going to come some of the your major players in economics and politics and, you know, your educational kinds of things and your religious communities. You know, Morehouse has a history of just producing leaders like that, and he made a great investment. And what I am hoping is that other African Americans and in particular males will understand and appreciate, you know, the gift and the example that Robert Smith has set. Yes, what do you think? What do you think about that?
I think he could have made a contribution of any amount to any of the people, and we would have received something.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, I don't believe his statement was just to education.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could be wrong, and mm-hmm. I would hope, for our people's sake,
mm-hmm.
that I'm correct about the spirit he wanted. And maybe he didn't think about the aftermath. But a billionaire usually thinks things through.
Right.
A long way.
Mm-hmm.
So he's challenging all educated black people, technically,
mm-hmm.
to make sure that we keep knowledge alive with ourselves, because our heritage is what's taught on Earth.
Right.
From Kemet. And when we take charge of our education from the little bitty baby going into kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
all the way to placing you into the society that we fashioned to run perfectly. And if we don't achieve perfection, that's the goal.
All right. All right, Yessi. Well, thank you so much for your call, man. Keep on listening. Tell somebody else they need to tune into the gist of the matter. We got two brothers here who ready to spit out some information. How about that?
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.